Thanks. While we got you on the mic there, Scott, why don't you stick around and we'll bring Mr. Nedved in as well. I think we're going to talk about Bush's Landing, the Bo-Rat project up there.
This was a minor enough project that Al says that I can handle this myself. So. Although he's listening in just in case I mess it up. So, you know, Al last month gave you guys a presentation on Bush's Landing and kind of the predicament that we were in up there north of the pier with some sedimentation and the fact that we were going to have to go out for get some bids on and getting that ramp back open. It is, you know, if not the one of the highest used ramps on Lake Oahe. We have done so since our last commission meeting. We went out, we got a couple of bids from some local contractors. We ended up issuing a contract for $535,000. I think, if I remember right, and Kevin will double check my numbers on this, but I believe it was 250 truckloads of rock and gravel that had to come in. We're building this thing up so that as the water goes down or the water comes back up, we're going to continue to have a boat ramp to push it. We're not going to get caught in this predicament again. I think this is a solution that's going to, you know, by the end of the summer, if we're down 6 feet, we are going to have to put more money into it. We're going to be able to chase the water, and as the water comes back up, we're going to have a usable boat ramp to push it until such time it comes up high enough that we can actually put the boat ramp there that is existing back into service. So this is the long-term solution. It's expensive. I get that. There was sticker shock all the way across the board on this one. But I think that the value of having access to the Missouri River at Bush's for our sportsmen and our anglers, I think this is a wise investment, and it gets us several years down the road here. And I think the pushback that we would get by saying, you know what, we aren't going to have to push this, a boat ramp to push it, probably is not something that, we probably end up doing the project in the end anyway because of the pushback that we would get. But we started on that right away as soon as we got the contracts let. We had some clearances that we had to go through and just the basic contractual stuff, but we're working on it. Update that I got from Pier this morning is that we've got a little over a week left. We pushed the contractor to try to get things going, as absolutely as quickly as we can because we know that June is a huge fishing month on Lake Oahe. But we're going to be a couple of days beyond what our target date was. We've got liquidated damages that are built into the contract. I believe that's about $650 a day. So there's incentive for the contractor to get this work completed too. I'm hoping by the middle of the month here, we're going to be open to Bush's again. We'll continue to work with the contractor and make sure that they've got what they need so that they can be as successful as possible in getting this open as quickly as possible. That was the last update that I got from Al. I guess the new projections came out on the Lake Oahe, and it looks like we're probably going down close to 6 feet by the end of the summer. So we'll be chasing it. That's all I've got.
Thank you. Appreciate the update.
You got it. I'm going to have Derek Dorr come up and give you a little update.
One second, because it's actually 2:47,
okay.
And that's when we have held over time for